The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Aboim, we're going to be learning the halachas of the bracha achrona, the bracha made after eating different foods. This is in Kitzer Simen Nun Aleph. Let's see halacha Zayin. V'shiva minim nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael. The seven types of food, Eretz Yisrael was praised. The Eretz Yisrael was blessed with these foods. Tichziv Eretz Chita, that the Pasuk says it's a land of wheat. Usa'ora, a land of barley. Vegefen, a land of grapes. Usa'ena, that there's figs. Verimon and pomegranates. Eretz Zeis Shemen, a land with olives that give off oil. Udvash, in a land of honey, that we'll see that means honey that comes from dates. Ubasar Hachi Ksiv, afterwards the Pasuk says, Eretz Asher Lo B'Miskenos Tochal Ba'al Lechem. It's a land that it's not with scarceness you will eat bread. It's with plenty you'll be able to eat bread. So it mentions Lechem. And then it says, V'yachalta V'savata V'irachta. You'll eat, you'll be satisfied, and you'll make a bracha. So the Kitzur explains, V'kevan shebelechem mevor batorah. Since it's about lechem, that it's explicit in the Torah that it says, V'yachalta V'savata V'irachta. You should eat, be satisfied, and make a bracha. That the pasuk of V'yachalta V'savata V'irachta is mentioned after the pasuk that mentions lechem, mentions bread. Lachain, therefore, al halechem mechamesh esmini dagon, on any bread made from the five types of grain, shein chita v'sa'ora hamufurashin, that the lechem, the bread we're talking about, is referring back to the wheat and barley that was expressed in the pasuk before. So clearly, bread made from wheat and barley is considered to be bread. Umikosmin, if it's made from spelt, Vishibo shual, and if it's made from oats. Vishifun, if it's made from rye. Shem gamki nechlolin b'chita usara, that these types of grains, oats, spelt, rye, shem gamki nechlolin b'chita usara, they are also included in wheat and barley. That wheat and barley not just includes literally wheat and barley, but includes subcategories of wheat and barley, which would be these other three types of grain, oats, rye, and spelt. They're also considered types of wheat or barley. Mevarchen achar av birkas hamazon. We make after such a bread made from these types of grain, birkas hamazon, shem shalosh brachos shlemos, which is three complete brachos. V'gam birkas hatov yametiv, and we also make the bracha of hatov yametiv. Sheniskan acharkach biyavna, that was added later on, it was composed in Yavna. Let's give a little bit of the background behind what the Kitzur is saying over here. The Gemara in Brachos on page Mem Chesma Deis goes through the makeup of Birkas Hamazon. The Gemara says that Moshe made the bracha of Hazonis Ha'olam. At the time that the man came down, Moshe composed the bracha of Hazonis Ha'olam. Yehoshua composed the bracha, the second bracha, which is Birkas Ha'aretz, the bracha about Eretz Israel, when the Jews entered Eretz Israel. David and Shlomo made the third bracha about Yerushalayim. David made the bracha about the city of Yerushalayim, which they acquired during the times of David. And Shlomo added the part of the bracha about Habayis HaGadol V'Hakadosh, about the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of David, the Jews took hold of Yerushalayim, but there wasn't a Beis HaMikdash. In the time of Shlomo, they built the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a combination of David and Shlomo that they made the third bracha about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The fourth bracha, Hatov Yamitiv, they composed in Yavne. And that corresponds to the burial of Haruge Beitar. Yavne was the seat of the Sanhedrin, the seat of the Chachamim that led the Jews in the period after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And Beitar was a stronghold during the rebellion of Bar Kokhba against the Romans, where they unsuccessfully tried to fight back against Roman rule. Unfortunately, the Romans prevailed against Beitar, and there were many slain bodies of the Jews that were not buried. Eventually, those bodies merited burial, and because the bodies did not decompose, because of that tremendous bracha and the Nes Hashem brought to allow the Haruge Beitar, those who were killed in Beitar, to be buried a proper Jewish burial, so Chazal, the rabbis, were saking the bracha, the institute of the bracha of Hatov Yamitiv about the Haruge Beitar in Yavne. So that's what the Kitzur is referring to here, that the bracha of the Achalta V'Savata V'Rach, that you should eat, be satisfied, make a bracha, it includes three brachas. Again, the wording of those brachas was composed by Moshe, Yoshua, and David and Shlomo. And then the fourth bracha was composed in Yavne because of the Nes, the miracle of burying the Haruge Beitar, those who were killed in Beitar. So that bracha is made on any bread which is made from the chameshes minidagon, the five types of grain, which again are wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, which are all included in the words chitzu sa'ora, and the pasuk, the words that talk about wheat and barley. The kitzur continues. Aval kol she'eino lechem gomor. However, anything which is not strictly bread, it's not made in the form of bread, elamine mizonos, rather it's types of food that are not bread, me'ilu chameshes minidagon, from the five types of grain. And that bracha, the bracha of Bori Minei Mizonos, is discussed in Siman Memches. So we discussed there some of the halachas of Bori Minei Mizonos. V'chein al hagefen, and similarly, if one eats the fruits of the vine, Dahainu yayin, meaning if it's actual wine itself, the gamanovim, and also grapes, they're included in gefen. When the pasuk says the vine, it includes the wine from the vine and the grapes themselves. Bein lachem bein yaveshim, whether the grapes were dry or moist. Lachem is moist grapes, yaveshim is dry grapes, similar to raisins. Bein gedolim, bein ketanim, whether they're big or small. So both wine and grapes or raisins are all included in gefen. Uteinim, and also figs, verimonim, and pomegranates, vizesim, and olives. Utumarim, and dates. Shem divash ha'omer batara, that when the pasuk says divash, the dates are the divash, they are the honey which is mentioned in the Torah. The Vishmehem Zav HaDivash, because when the Torah mentions divash, it's referring not to honey from bees, but honey from dates, date honey. So all these types of fruits are also included in the Shivas Haminim, and they would get a special bracha of their own, similar to the bracha on Bori Minei Mizonos. Al kol elu mevarchen bracha achrona, on all these foods, we would make the bracha after it, bracha achas mein shalosh. We would make one bracha mein shalosh, which is a brief form of the three brachas. That the bracha achrona on either types of mizonos, grain products that are not formally bread, or these fruits, products of the vine, and the other fruits, which are pomegranates, figs, dates, and olives. All these you would make a bracha acharona of achas mein shalosh, one bracha which is a synopsis of the other three brachos. The Kitzur says, she kolelas bekitzur hashalosh brachos. It includes a short version of the three brachos. The gam hatov yametiv should be birkas hamazon. It also includes the bracha of hatov yametiv, which is the fourth bracha of benching. So, for example, we say in the bracha achas mein shalosh, which corresponds to the Birkas Hazan, the bracha continues to talk about Eretz Yisrael, which corresponds to the Birkas Haaretz, the bracha on Eretz Yisrael. We say there, Rachem, Hashem Elokeinu, on Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, and on Zion, on Yizbech, on Yehechal, that corresponds to the bracha of Rachem. It says, "V'nei Yerushalayim, Rakodesh B'mirav Yameinu." Kadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild Yerushalayim, which is the end of the third bracha. And then we said at the end, "Ki Ata Hashem Tov Meitiv LaKol." Hashem, you are good, you are meitiv to all, which corresponds to the bracha of Hatov Yameitiv. So therefore, the bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, whether it's made on grain products or on wine, and the other fruits of the Shivas Haminim, it's one bracha, which is a synopsis of the other three brachos, plus the bracha of Hatov Yametiv. And we'll see later in the Kitzur, in Halacha Tes, there are going to be additions that we add on special days, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, on the Yom Tovim. So we'll talk about that in Halacha Tes. Let's see halacha ches. Bibracha me'in shalosh shalacha mina mizonos. When one makes the bracha me'in shalosh, this one bracha, which is a synopsis of the other three brachos, which is made after types of mizonos, types of grain products which are not actually bread, poseach ala mechia v'ala kalkala, he starts the bracha, making the bracha on michya, on sustenance, and on food that provides nourishment. The chosem, and he seals the bracha, literally, meaning he ends the bracha, v'noda lecha al ha'aretz v'yala michya, we thank you for the land and michya, the grain products. Baruch ata Hashem, we thank you Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, al ha'aretz v'yala michya, for the land and the mechia, and the grain, v'yala kalkala, and on the sustenance. What the Kitzur is saying is like this. There's different components to a bracha. There's the psicha of the bracha, how the bracha starts, which has a shem. You say, Baruch Ata Hashem. Lakenu, we also say, Melech HaOlam. We say, Shem and Malchus, the name of Hashem, with mention that Hashem is the Melech. We mention what we're saying the bracha for mechia, in this example. Then at the end of the bracha, before we say the chasima, before we say the baruch ata Hashem, at the end, we mention again what inyan, what concept we're giving the bracha about. In this example that we're talking about, we're giving the bracha on michya, on grain products that provide sustenance. So you say, we thank you Hashem, al ha'aretz v'al ha'michya, for the land and for the grain products. Then we say at the end, baruch ata Hashem, and Hashem, again we say the shame, with Baruch, Baruch Ata Hashem, we say Al Ha'aretz V'Al Mechia V'Al HaKalkala. That's the way we make the bracha on grain products. The Kitzur continues, V'Al Hayayin Poseach Al HaGefen V'Yapi HaGefen. On wine, the psicha of the bracha, the opening of the bracha, as opposed to Al HaMechia, which is Al HaMechia V'Al HaKalkala, it's Al HaGefen V'Yapi HaGefen. The opening of the bracha on wine is Baruch Ata Hashem, mentioned the Shem and the Malchus, Hashem is Melech HaOlam, we thank you, Al HaGefen V'Yapi HaGefen, for the vine and the fruits of the vine. The Chosem Al HaAretz V'Yapi HaGefen, again, at the end of the bracha, before we mention the last baruch at the end of the bracha, we repeat what we're thanking Hashem for. And what seals the bracha, at the end of the bracha, we mention Nodelecha al ha'aretz v'yalpi agav. And we thank you, Hashem, for Eretz Yisrael and for fruits of the vine. And then we say the final baruch at the end, baruch atah Hashem al ha'aretz v'yalpi agav. And we thank you, Hashem, for Eretz Yisrael and the peros of the vine. So those are the first two categories of bracha main shalosh, a bracha on mechia, on grain products, and on yayin, on wine. The kitzur continues for alav peros. If he's making the bracha main shalosh on fruits, poseach al ha'etz v'yapri ha'etz, he opens the bracha al ha'etz v'yapri ha'etz. We thank you, Hashem, for trees and the fruit that grows from them. V'chosem al ha'aretz v'yalaperos, and he ends the bracha before the final baruch. Nodelecha al ha'aretz v'yalaperos. We thank you, Hashem, for Eretz Yisrael and fruit. Baruch atah Hashem al ha'aretz v'yalaperos. We thank you, Hashem, for Eretz Yisrael and for fruit. If we're eating the fruit, which is from the meaning of the types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. So these are the three categories of bracha achas main shalosh, on milchi, on grain products, on alagefen, on wine, and on fruits from the types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, to make the bracha al ha'etz. The kitzur adds parenthetically, ube'eretz Yisrael, if one is in Israel, or afilu b'chutz la'aretz, or even if he's outside Eretz Yisrael, im acham peros Eretz Yisrael, if you eat from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, from the produce of Eretz Yisrael proper, omer al ha'aretz v'yal peroseha. He says, al ha'aretz v'yal peroseha. Let's explain what the kitzur is saying over here. If one eats the types of fruit that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, he eats pomegranates, grapes, olives, dates, figs, that type of a fruit, regardless of where it grew, regardless of what country it grew in, he'd make the bracha of al ha'etz v'yalpi ha'etz. If the fruit specifically grew in Eretz Yisrael, if the fruit grew in Israel, whether he's actually in Israel, or even if he's outside Israel, if it was, let's say, exported to another country, but that was the produce of Eretz Yisrael, and it's from these types of fruits, let's say he got pomegranates grown in Eretz Yisrael, so he makes the bracha not just al ha'aretz v'al peros, but he makes al ha'aretz v'al peroseha. He makes a bracha on its fruits, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael itself. So this this slight variation of the bracha, al ha'aretz v'al peroseha, is based on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. It does not make a difference where the person is. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, but he eats food that's not grown in Eretz Yisrael, he does not say it. He would just say the regular bracha al ha'aretz v'al peros. And even if he's outside Eretz Yisrael, if he eats the fruit of Eretz Yisrael that grew in Eretz Yisrael itself, he makes al ha'aretz v'al peros. It's all dependent on where this fruit grew. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael, even if he's outside Eretz Yisrael, he makes al ha'aretz v'al peros. If it grew outside Eretz Yisrael, even though he's eating in Eretz Yisrael, he makes al ha'aretz v'al peros. Mishnah Berurah says, if one is not sure where the fruit grew, he would just make the bracha al ha'aretz v'al peros. We do not make this variation al ha'aretz v'al peroseha unless one is sure that the produce is from that which grew in Eretz Yisrael. The kitzur continues. The concept he's going to talk about here is, what about a case where one ate both types of grain and types of wine or fruit, if he ate different types of food that would obligate this bracha main shalosh, the different categories of this bracha. Again, there's three categories on grain, on wine, and on fruit. What if he had one combination of two or three of these types of foods? So the kitzur says, Acha mine mizonos, if one ate types of mizonos, grain products, from these five types of grain, again, wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, any product from those chameshes, meaning a dog and the five types of grain, v'gam shosayayin, and he also drank wine. So he now has an obligation to make the bracha ala michya on the grain, and ala gefen on the wine. Kol shneim bebracha achas. He may make an inclusive bracha that includes both types of food in the same bracha. Hamik the bracha al hamichya velakal kala, v'al gefen v'al pi gefen. He includes both the grain products and the wine in the same bracha. He makes one bracha that includes both types of food. V'chein peiros v'yayin. Similarly, if he had fruit and wine, fruit from these shivas haminim, fruit from these types of fruits Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, and he also had wine, he may make one bracha, ala gefen v'al pi gefen, and ala eitz v'al pi eitz. He includes both types of food, the wine and the fruits, in one bracha. The fruits from these minim, from these types of food that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with. Va'afilu anovim v'yayin. Even if he ate grapes and wine, he would make in this one bracha that talks about both of the foods. He would make say the wording ala gefen v'al pi gefen, thanking Hashem for the wine, and ala eitz v'al pi eitz for the grapes. And when he has grapes and wine, he would make both. He would include both the wording of the bracha on wine and the bracha on fruits. Peiros aminim mizonos. The kisa continues. Also, if he had fruits and grain products, we're going through all the possibilities of having an obligation of two of these categories, whether it's grain with wine, or wine with fruit, and we're saying also grain products with the fruit, which is obligated in this bracha, the fruit of the minim that Yisrael was blessed with. Or if he has all three, if he ate types of grain, wine, and peros, and these types of fruits, if he had all three also, he could make one umbrella bracha that would include all three types of foods. Kolol shaloshtan, he includes all three. V'yaktim ala mechia, first he makes the bracha ala mechia, which is referring to the grain product, which is first in the pasuk chito sa'ara. First he makes ala mechia. V'achar kach al ha-gefen, and afterwards he makes the bracha al ha-gefen on the wine products. V'achar kach al ha-eitz, and afterwards he makes the bracha on fruits. Al ha-milchia, al ha-gefen, and then al ha-eitz if he had all three. U'kishakolo al ha-milchia im sha'ar min, when he's including al ha-milchia with another type, meaning if he's only making the bracha al ha-milchia, he makes the bracha ala milchia ala kalkala. However, if he's making ala milchia with another type of a food, with wine or with fruits, lo yomer b'chasima v'ala kalkala, he should not say at the end of the bracha ala milchia ala kalkala, elo yomer baruch ata Hashem al ha'aretz v'ala milchia v'al pi gafen. Meaning when he's just making the bracha on Michya alone and grain products alone, he makes Baruch Ata Hashem ala Aris v'ala Michya v'ala Kalkala. If he's adding in another category of food, whether it's wine or grapes, he drops the words v'ala Kalkala and he says Baruch Ata Hashem ala Aris v'ala Michya. If you think of Israel and grain products, v'al pi agafen, and for wine products. Oh, ala Michya v'ala Peres. The Kitzur says also if he's having grain products with fruit, he makes the bracha ala milchia v'ala peros. But thank you, Hashem, for grain products and for peros. O ala milchia v'al pi agefen v'ala peros. Or if he had all three, he makes the bracha ala milchia v'al pi agefen v'ala peros. So when he just made the bracha on ala milchia without some other food, some other category of food, he makes the bracha ala milchia v'ala kalkala. When he's making the bracha on grain products with wine or fruits, he drops the words v'ala kalkala and he says ala milchia v'ala peros or ala milchia v'ala gefen. Ala milchia v'ala peros for fruit, ala milchia v'ala gefen for wine. The Kitzur concludes the kfar nidfas hanuscha b'sidurim. This text has been published in the Sidurim. It's commonly available in the Sidurim, the proper text. It's necessary in every Jew to be an expert in reciting this bracha by heart. I mean, because it's so often a person would have to say this bracha, he should make sure that he remembers the bracha orally, that he could repeat it wherever he is, you shouldn't have to come onto a siddur, because very often he might have to repeat it by heart. Let's see halacha test. B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, Maskirin Ba Me'inyana D'Yomo. We mention something that relates to that day. After we say the words, Onivarechacha Alaha B'Kedusha V'Tara, we ask Hashem, He should rebuild Yerushalayim, and we should eat from the pears of Eretz Yisrael. We give brachas to Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. We add in the different additions for the different days. The Kitzur finishes this halacha. V'im shakach v'lo hizkir, if you forgot and you did not mention this additional mention of the day, emachzirin also, we do not make him repeat the bracha. L'chatchila, ideally one should mention these days. But if you forgot to mention it, it would not be ma'akev, it would not prevent him from being yotzi the bracha, from fulfilling his obligation and saying the bracha. He would be yotzi, he would fulfill his obligation without mentioning these days. What's the mention of these days? We mention on Shabbos, Uretzeva achatzino b'yom ha-Shabbos hazeh. Hashem should be pleased with us in our resting on Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, we say Hashem should remember us. On Rosh Chodesh, Zochinu L'Tova B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, Hashem should remember us on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Hashanah, Zochinu L'Tova B'Yom HaZikaron Hazeh, Hashem should remember us on the Yom HaZikaron, the day of Rosh Hashanah. And on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, we say Hashem should be Mesameach us, He should bring us Simcha, the Yom HaTovim have Simcha, we say V'Samchinu, Hashem should be Mesameach us. On Chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, Simchinu B'Yom Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, on Shavuos, Simchinu B'Yom Chag HaShavuos Hazeh, on Sukkos, Simchinu B'Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh, and then the end of Sukkos, Mashmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we say V'Samchinu B'Yom Mashmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, Hashem should bring us Simcha on this day, and we mention Simcha by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Shmini Atzeres. Let's see Halacha Yud. Yesh Lahachmir B'Bracha Zu, one should be machmir, one should be stringent in this bracha, like Birkas HaMazon, like one is benching, the complete benching. B'dvarim sheniskeru b'simen mem dalet sif vav. And the things that we mentioned, that the kids have mentioned, is simen mem dalet sif vav. What are the halachas over there? He mentions certain halachas one should be careful about when he is benching, when he's saying Birkas HaMazon. He says over there he should make the bracha when he's sitting. Just like he makes the benching, the Birkas HaMazon, when he's sitting, that would also apply to the bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. He shouldn't be leaning, he shouldn't be leaning on a couch, he should be sitting in a more respectful fashion. What's interesting over there, I found this interesting in the Kitzur, it says in Mem Dalad Halachavav, he should wear the Malbusha Elyon, something like a jacket. He also mentions over there he should put a hat on. So it does seem for the Kitzur that there would be, in Indian, there would be a source in halacha to wear a jacket and possibly even a hat when he makes these brachos of Mein Shalosh, similar to when he makes the bracha on Birkas HaMazon. I just find it interesting. I'm not aware of anybody that's machmer, that's stringent to wear a hat for the bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, but it seems for the Kitzur there might be a source for such a thing.